True story.
Dr. John Pemberton loved experimenting. One of his experiments produced the original version of Coca-Cola.
The story of Coca-Cola. It is 1850. John Pemberton is 19 years old. He lives in Georgia, USA.
Great! I have my license. Now I can make my own herbal remedies.
1855. John Pemberton opens a drugstore. Soon, business is booming.
The Atlanta Constitution, J.S. Pemberton and Company, is a magnificent establishment.
A few years later, John becomes a qualified pharmacist.
Congratulations, John, a pharmacist in the family.
I have lots of ideas, Anne. We'll be rich one day.
But then the Civil War starts in 1861.
The South attacks the North.
My duty is to fight for the Southern states.
We will miss you, John. Take care.
April 1865. The Battle of Columbus. Pemberton is seriously injured.
Lieutenant Pemberton might not survive.
We'll give him morphine for the pain.
Lieutenant Pemberton survives, but he is addicted to morphine.
You'll have to stop taking morphine, John.
I can't. It's the only thing that helps.
Have a glass of this Vin Mariani. It's a French wine tonic, John.
For health, strength, energy, and vitality. Interesting. Very tasty. I feel better after that.
Pemberton is determined to find a new painkiller. In his laboratory, he starts to experiment.
I must find a substitute for morphine. Let's see what happens if I mix these cola nuts with some wine and coca leaves. Not bad. It's even better than Vin Mariani. I'll call it Pemberton's French Wine Coca.
The new drink is a success.
You must try some, dear. It cured my depression. I'm not surprised. It contains cocaine.
President Ulysses S. Grant loves the new drink.
This new tonic helps my throat.
But in the 1860s, a social movement called the Temperance Movement is very popular.
Alcohol destroys families!
Ban alcohol!
No alcohol in Atlanta!
Atlanta bans alcohol.
We can't buy alcohol in Atlanta anymore.
What are we going to drink?
I know. I'll make a non-alcoholic version of my French wine coca. I'll add sugar syrup instead of wine. I'll call it Coca-Cola, the temperance drink.
The new drink goes on sale at Jacob's Pharmacy. Soon it is selling 9 servings per day.
How much does a glass of Coca-Cola cost?
5 cents, madam.
John Pemberton had a bookkeeper called Frank Robinson. Frank Robinson knows that advertising is important, too, so he creates a logo for the drink.
Let's encourage people to try Coca-Cola.
Look, Mom, a coupon for a free glass of Coca-Cola.
Let's go to the pharmacy.
But John Pemberton is very ill. He goes to see his lawyer.
Sir, I have agreed to sell my business to Mr. Asa Griggs Candler.
Sign here, Mr. Pemberton.
John Pemberton dies in 1888. The drugstores in Atlanta close as a mark of respect.
Not a drop of Coca-Cola will be served in Atlanta today.
Poor John. He never made his fortune.
In 1892, Mr. Asa Griggs Candler founds the Coca-Cola Company.
Now I own the secret formula for Coca-Cola. I'm going to change the formula. We'll take out the cocaine and stop saying it's a medicinal drink.
Very well, Mr. Candler.
In 1894, Coca-Cola is bottled for the first time.
This is practical
and cool!
In 1919, Asa Griggs Candler's children inherit the Coca-Cola Company, but they don't want it.
A group of investors want to buy the company.
I'd rather have my money. Let's sell it.
The investors buy the company.
We'll put the only copy of the formula in a vault.
Coca-Cola becomes the most popular drink in the world.
Did you know that Coke is the most consumed soda in the world?
Yeah, but I prefer Pepsi. People drink more than 2.2 billion Cokes every day.
That's crazy!
The secret recipe is in the vault at the World of Coca-Cola Museum at the company headquarters in Atlanta, USA. Only two employees know the list of ingredients, and their identity is also a secret.
Welcome to our museum. Now, I'm going to show you the vault, but you can't see the recipe. It's top secret.
Oh.
The end.